Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Vachem, and we're up to parak Ches, Mishnah Vav. Dam she'nisarif b'mayim. If blood of a carbon gets mixed in with water, im yesh bo mar dam, kosher. If it looks like dam, you could do zrika on it. Nisarif b'yayin. If blood of a carbon gets mixed in with wine, which is red also, ro'no su'kilu humayim. You have to pretend that wine was water and see if it would look like dam had that wine been water, and then you could still bring it on the mizbech. Nisarif b'dam behemo b'dam chaya. If blood of a carbon gets mixed in with blood of just a chulin animal, ro'nos ha'kilu humayim. Again, you have to view the blood of the chulin animal as if it were water, and would it look like blood still had that blood of the behemo chaya been water? And again, the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein dam mevatel dam. Rabbi Yehuda says, blood can never be mevatel other dam. So even just a teeny drop of blood of that's kosher, so it never becomes batel, and therefore you're allowed to be zorek that dam. This is Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is eno batel. The two like kinds can never become batel. Min b'she'eno mino is going to be batel, but not min b'mino. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, the sarif b'dam psulin. If the blood of a kosher carbon gets mixed in with blood of a pasul carbon, yishafik la'ama, you pour that into the water that goes through the zara, b'dam tamtis, and if the blood of a kosher carbon gets mixed in with the dam tamtis, the extra blood that comes out of the animal after the original dam that you need to use for zrika, yishapech la'ama, you pour it all into the drainage system, because you can't use it, because people are going to think you're allowed to use blood of a pasul carbon or blood that's dam tamtis on the mizbech, and you're not. Rabbi Elazar Machshir, Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's kosher, meaning that's only when the mixture is mostly pasul blood. So the same Gzera doesn't apply to a mixture of kosher blood and dam tamtis, because dam tamtis is probably not the majority of the blood. Meaning, when you first shecht an animal, there's a huge spurt of blood that comes out. That's probably the majority of the blood. Im lo nimlach v'nasan, the Tanakhama says, if the Kohen didn't ask and he already put the blood on the mizbeach with whichever type of tarovis, kosher, then the zrika is going to be a kosher zrika. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if blood gets mixed with water, you'd have to look, if it still looks like dam, then it's kosher. If it gets mixed with wine, with red wine, you'd have to pretend that red wine was water and see if it still would look like blood, it would be kosher. And if it gets mixed in with dam behemo or dam chaya, meaning dam of a chulin animal, that's machlokas. Tanakhama says, you also see if it would look like blood still, then you could use it, but if it would not look like blood had the other thing been water, then you cannot use it. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, you're always allowed to use it when it's dam that gets mixed with dam, because dam is never going to be mevatel other dam. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said that if a dam of a carbon, of a kosher carbon, gets mixed with dam of a pasul carbon, you spill it out into the drainage system. If dam of the dam hazrika, the dam hanefesh gets mixed with the dam hatamtzis, you also spill it into the drainage system, according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, on that one where it's dam hatamtzis mixed with the dam of the shechita, you could just use it, because the chances are that the dam hatamtzis is for sure not the majority. But then the Mishnah said, if the Kohen already did this zrika when he was supposed to pour it out into the drainage system, the zrika is going to be kosher b'diavet, even though alechachila we would not recommend it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Parakhes Mishnah Ches.